We're joined in the studio right now by two lovely women who are doing something amazing for a very special girl in our community, Tegan and Bree. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Now, you started an initiative called Steps for Sky, which is a fundraiser for a little girl in Ballarat. Would you like to tell us a little bit about Sky?
Sure. Sky has Sanfilippo syndrome. It's a very rare disease. Sanfilippo syndrome is just like childhood dementia, which is what Sky suffers from. Mm. She's a beautiful young girl. And she definitely has a lot of challenges in life.
Yep. You've worked with her since she had her diagnosis. So you have seen how she has, developed over the years and how, unfortunately, the disease is taking hold. So you have decided to do this wonderful initiative called Steps for Sky. So you're doing 15,000 steps every single day.
Yep.
All through August. Yep. And sometimes we've walked through snow.
Yes.
So you've done it for a few years now, which is pretty cool.
This will be our third year.
Amazing.
Third year. And now you've got a money goal. What's the goal?
The goal this year, $50,000.
$50,000. And where's that money going to go towards?
Goes directly to the Sanfilippo Children's Foundation.
Yep.
And that goes towards finding a cure.
Oh, wow.
So at the moment, there is no cure for this?
No cure at all.
So there just needs to be more research going into this and how they can tackle it early on and stuff like that? Is that how the goal is? Slow down
The progression of the disease.
It's definitely not something you hear about. When I hear the word dementia, I think of, gran and granddad. It seems like something that doesn't affect our youngsters of the community. But the fact that this is a rare disease of childhood dementia, it does not sound nice. And what you guys do and the support Sky has, it must be incredibly rewarding, but also probably challenging.
Yes, absolutely. And it's definitely become more challenging over the years when we have seen her declining.
Yeah.
Compared to what she used to be all those years ago when we did meet her.
Yeah, absolutely. Like years ago she would run and be so energetic and sing songs and laugh and clap, but those abilities are really
disappearing
now.
How old is she now?
She's 12.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. So obviously she's got a great support system around her with you two working with her, but her family as well. I mentioned they're very appreciative of all the stuff that you do.
They are beautiful people. You couldn't find nicer people.
So how are you getting these 15 steps a day? 15,000 steps a day. You're doing laps of the lake. Are you walking on the spot in the office?
Yeah. For me, I work in an office, so there is lots of pacing and stepping in the spot and around the lounge room at night time. Yeah. Lots and lots of walking around in circles nearly.
Yeah.
Just getting in as many steps as you can.
Of course.
Good. Yeah. Good. And you're doing Steps for Sky. Now, people can find out more information about Sanfilippo, the Sanfilippo Children's Foundation, and, of course, they can donate towards the cause. Now, they can find that... the link is so long, I'm not going to read it out. We will post all the information on our website and to our Facebook page. But do you guys have a Facebook page where you're posting stuff?
We do, Steps for Sky group on Facebook. You can just search that and ask to join the group.
Oh, wonderful. So people can do it as a little challenge for themselves as well, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got over 100 people joined up this year.
Yeah.
What did we start with the first year?
First year there was about 15 of us doing it.
Yeah.
And then last year there was 38, and now this year we've got 105.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love that it's just gaining more momentum.
It's so exciting. So, we'd love to see it continue to grow. And, if you're looking for a step challenge, something to keep you moving during winter, definitely join up.
Love it. Tegan, Bree, thank you so much for joining us in the studio, and we'll put those links up later on today.
Thanks guys.